This agricultural programming comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. Visit our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our ag programming, from the opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between. And a way to purchase your tickets for our all-day Ag Outlook event, that's the 10th day of March, the second Tuesday of the month. It's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Day, to be held at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. More than a dozen commodity analysts on hand for the day-long event. Get your tickets today at 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. Now, let's update the weather forecast for the growing regions across the planet. Here's meteorologist Ed Kieser.
I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser with a look at the weather for corn and soybean production in South America. In the coming week, wet weather will be a bigger concern than dry weather for parts of Brazil and Argentina. In Argentina, rather quiet conditions came as expected last weekend and early this week. Then heavy rain came a little quicker than expected to northern and central production areas on Tuesday and Wednesday. The heaviest rains fell in places that already received a lot of rain this month. That includes parts of San Luis, central Cordoba, and northern Santa Fe. Some fields are now flooded and will be prone to additional flooding if more rain comes, and more rain is in the forecast. After a few dry days, rain will likely come through Argentina in a couple of rounds Sunday into the middle of next week. That will be problematic for the wettest fields, but beneficial for other areas that have been drier of late. Temperatures are expected to remain seasonably cool across Argentina in the coming week. That is ideal for pollinating corn and pod-setting beans. More areas than not in Argentina will have favorable weather for crops in the coming week, but again, some central areas will be too wet and in need of dry weather soon. Brazil had mostly dry days from last weekend into the middle of this week. That helped with at least some soybean harvesting and second crop corn planting. However, a needed prolonged dry period is not in the cards. Showers and thunderstorms are now returning, and a wetter weather pattern is expected across Brazil through next week. Rainfall will likely be most frequent, with totals above average across Mato Grosso, Goiás, Minas Gerais, Bahia, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Sao Paulo. That includes Brazil's major double crop areas, so upcoming rain will slow harvesting and second season planting. The delays will lead to concern that some second crop corn will be planted so late that it will reach the critical reproductive stage later in April, when the dry season typically becomes established. Thus, wet weather now leads to dry concerns later. For South Brazil and Paraguay, occasional showers and thunderstorms are expected in the coming week, but total rainfall should be close to average. That means there will be occasional harvesting and planting delays through next week, but major problems are not anticipated.
Our thanks to Ed Kieser for his update of the South American weather forecast. For complete details of weather forecast across the growing regions around the planet, you can visit our website at willag.org. Weather is updated twice daily.